"You went to the opera?" said Hallward, speaking very slowly and with a stained touch of pain in his voice. "You went to the opera while Sybil Vane was lying dead in some sordid lodging? You can talk to me of other women being charming and of Patty singing divinely before the girl you loved has even the quiet of a grave to sleep in? Why, man, there are horrors in store for that little white body of hers." "Stop, Basil! I won't hear it!" cried Dorian, leaping to his feet. "You must not tell me about things. What is done is done. What is past is past. A man who is master of himself can end a sorrow as easily as he can invent a pleasure. I don't want to be at the mercy of my emotions. I want to use them, to enjoy them, and to dominate them."
"Dorian, this is horrible. Something has changed you completely. You look exactly the same wonderful boy who day after day used to come down to my studio to sit for his picture. But you were simple, natural, and affectionate then. You were the most unspoiled creature in the whole world. Now I don't know what's come over you. You talk as if you had no heart, no pity in you. It is all Harry's influence. I see that."